On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching 27 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg 25. Polokwane up to 28.
On the roads in Midrand, the traffic is moving slowly on the N1 north from the Buccleuch interchange to past the New Road exit. And some good news in Bedford View. That earlier accident on the N3 north before Van Buren Road has been cleared. All lanes are open, but you can still expect slow moving traffic there.
Joe Mann with the sport headlines. Eden Garden on high security alert for the Proteas versus India first test match, and Ben Duckett says that his side are looking to shed their reckless tag.
The deputy chief of the Metro Police in Ekurhuleni, Julius Mkhwanazi, has been suspended following allegations linking him to the suspected cartel boss Vusimutsi Katmatlala. Mkhwanazi was implicated at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry for allegedly forging the signatures of his superiors to give private companies linked to Matlala policing-type powers. So it included responding to emergencies, registering luxury vehicles as EMPD assets, and also performing medical or legal roles during operations. Anastasia Mokhobo has more.
Mkhwanazi is also accused of authorizing the registration of private vehicles tied to Matlala as official EMPD assets and illegally fitting them with blue lights. Ekurhuleni City Manager Kagiso Lerutla has described the testimony emerging from the commission as deeply concerning. He says the city has launched an independent internal investigation into the new allegations of wrongdoing within the EMPD. Anastasia Mokhobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
In other news, a senior economist from the Bureau for Economic Research at the University of Stellenbosch, Lisette Eysel de Schepper, says the latest quarterly labour statistics was a bit better than expected. Stats SA announced today that the unemployment rate dropped by 1.3%.
We saw a more than 10% increase in employment in the construction sector. Now, this is really quite encouraging. This is a sector that has lost lots of jobs during COVID and has not recovered yet. So to see some job growth in this sector is very welcome. It could signal some sort of more building and construction activity taking place in the country.
Then we move abroad. Venezuela announced what the country called a major nationwide military deployment in an effort to counter the U.S. naval presence off its coast. Washington is carrying out a military campaign in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific, deploying naval and air forces, it says, are aimed at curbing drug trafficking. And finally, South Africa could be on track to become the first country in Africa to fully manufacture a cholera vaccine from start to finish. The Cape Town-based company BioVac has received approval from the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority to begin clinical trials. This is now of a oral cholera vaccine. The clinical trial launched at Wits University will first test the vaccine's safety before expanding to sites in Johannesburg, Durban and East London. BioVac CEO is Dr. Morena Makwana.
The vaccine is expected to be licensed in 2028 and for sale in 2029. And this will be available in South Africa to African countries and whoever else needs it.
I'm Aline Fischer. More news at 6 or visit jacaranfm.com.
It is 4 minutes past five, and in about 6 minutes, we are going to give you the chance to win yourself up to 5,000 rand with Alpha Palooza. Gaan dit vandag jy wees asseblief.
We want to give away that money. 26 questions stand between you and unspeakable glory.
Your name and the word quiz to 084-8500-942 on the WhatsApp line.